KJAN Sports.
It's time for Check of Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update is brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Let's take a look at sports from the weekend first. From Saturday, high school cross country, AHSTW won the girls' team championship at the Missouri Valley Cross Country Invitational. They had 23 points. Logan Magnoli with 34 points was second. Boyer Valley with 95 points was third. Missouri Valley and Woodbine round out the top five. On the boys' side, Missouri Valley won the title with 45 points, better than IKM Manning's 47. St. Albert had third place with 99 points. Riverside was fourth. Woodbine was fifth. Logan Magnolia sixth. And East Mills in the seventh place in the team competition on Saturday. Also in high school volleyball play on the weekend at the Rolling Valley Conference Volleyball Tournament at Woodbine, it was Coon Rapids Bayard winning the championship as they downed Cam 2-1 in the finals. Earlier, it was Arweva over Woodbine 2-1. Woodbine beat Exira EHK in two straight. Exira EHK, a 2-0 winner over West Harrison, and Arweva defeated West Harrison 2-0. At the Lewis Central Tournament over the weekend, it was Underwood over AHSTW 2-0. Trainer beats Sydney 2-0. Denison downing AHSTW 2 in a row. It was Denison over Underwood 2-1. Abe Lincoln defeated Trainer 2-1 and Sydney 2-0. It was Glenwood over Abraham Lincoln 2-0. Glenwood downing Trainer 2 in a row. Glenwood beats Sydney 2 in a row. AHSTW beats, or rather it was Lewis Central over AHSTW 2-1. They also defeated Underwood 2-0 and Denison 2-0. Lewis Central went on to win the title match 2-0 over Glenwood. Also at the Winterset Tournament over the weekend, it was Red Oak defeating Gilbert in the championship match as they win 2-0 to take that title. Well, the high school volleyball playoffs get underway tonight around the region in classes 1A, 2A, and 3A. These are all 7 o'clock matches here this evening locally. Take a look at tonight's schedule. First in class 1A, Region 1, West Harrison is at Westwood. Whiting plays at Siouxland Christian. In Region 2 in class 1A, Arweva is at Woodbine. Heartland Christian at Logan Magnolia. Also, Boyer Valley plays at Glidden-Ralston. Audubon on the road at Coon Rapids Bayard. Exira EHK is at Riverside, and St. Albert plays at Sydney. In Region 3 tonight, Peyton Sherdan is at St. Edmund. Also in Region 4, Essex is at Stanton. Griswold plays at Cam. Grandview Christian is at Orient Maxburg, and Martinsdale St. Mary's at Ankeny Christian. From Region 5, Diagonal is at East Union. Bedford at Lenox. Southwest Valley plays at Murray. Moulton Udell is at New London. Moravia at Seymour. Mormon Trail at Lamoni, and Wayne plays at Melcher Dallas. In Class 2A play tonight in Region 2, West Monona is at Missouri Valley. In Region 3, I-35 will play at Central Decatur, while West Central Valley plays at Tri-Center. And in Region 4, IKM Manning at home against Ogden. In Class 3A play tonight in Region 3, Panorama is at Des Moines Christian. And in Region 4, it's Atlantic at home against Clarinda. Shenandoah playing at Red Oak, Clark at Knoxville, and Sheraton at Centerville. Again, those are first round volleyball playoff matches tonight. All those matches getting underway at 7 o'clock this evening. Well, the high school football playoffs are now set up for the second round coming up on Friday night. Some teams got byes, others were winners and advanced in 8-player. This Friday night in Pod 1, West Harrison will play at Remsen St. Mary's. In Pod 14, Audubon will host East Mills. In Pod 15, it's Cam at home in Anita against Stanton Essex. And in Pod 16, Woodbine plays at Fremont Mills coming up on Friday night. Also in Class 2A play Friday in Pod 13, Nottoway Valley is at Earlham. In Pod 14, Woodbury Central plays at St. Albert. In Pod 15, Riverside is on the road at Lawton Bronson. And in Pod number 16, IKM Manning will play at Logan Magnolia. In Class 1A play on Friday night in Pod 2, Kemper Catholic is on the road at Emmitsburg. In Pod 12, Panorama is at Pella Christian. In Pod 13, it's ACGC at Van Meter. Pod 14 has I-35 playing at Mount Air. In Pod 15, Woodward Granger is at Underwood. And in Pod number 16, East Sac County will play at defending state champ OABCIG. In Class 2A play coming up on Friday night, after receiving a bye in the first round, Atlantic will be back on the home turf as they'll be at the Trojan Bowl Friday night, facing off against Des Moines Christian in Pod 15. We'll have that game for you Friday night here on the radio. Also in Pod 16, Clarinda is at Greene County. In Class 3A play Friday night, Denison in Pod 1 will play at Sergeant Bluff Luton. In Pod 15, Harlan at home against Bondurant Farrar. And in Pod 16, Lewis Central will be hosting Norwalk. Also in Class 4A play, in Pod 14, Thomas Jefferson of Council Bluffs is at Ankeny. In Pod 16, West Des Moines Valley will play at Council Bluffs. Abraham Lincoln, all those winners, will advance into the third round of postseason play. Well, the top 25 in this week's Associated Press polling shows Clemson still number one in the nation, with Alabama number two. Notre Dame is up a spot to number three. Georgia falls to number four. Ohio State is in at number five. Oklahoma State, six. Also from the region, Penn State is number eight. Wisconsin is 14th. Iowa State is at number 17 this week. Cyclones move up three spots on this week's poll. Right ahead of Michigan is at number 18. Kansas State is number 20. Minnesota is number 21. And Iowa among those teams receiving votes. The Hawkeyes look to kick off their season here this Saturday. In fact, game week is here for the Hawkeyes as they open a revived Big Ten season at Purdue on Saturday. It caps a roller coaster off season that saw the Big Ten cancel the season in early August before reversing course a month later. Here's Hawkeye sophomore receiver Tyrone Tracy.
It was kind of a relief, just because they kept saying that we would have a season, that we wouldn't have a season. So actually to go out there and, you know, and practice and to have a schedule and, you know, to run some actual plays with the football and, you know, actual quarterback and coaches watching the film and all that stuff, it just feels good to be back into a routine.
The Hawkeyes are coming off a 10-3 season that included a lopsided win over USC in the Holiday Bowl.
Obviously, ending on that note last season, it gives you gave me at least a sense of momentum, and it gives you confidence. You know, anyone that has a game like that, or, you know, whether it's the end of the season or the middle of the season, you just want to keep building off that. So, yeah, absolutely.
That's senior linebacker Nick Neiman, who says the lack of fans will allow the defense to communicate better.
But in the same way, you know, you like to have that home field advantage, especially in Kinnick with the big games and all that stuff. So, in a nutshell, you know, I don't think it's going to be that. I mean, it's going to be a big deal, but I don't think it's going to be, you know, life or death when you're out there on the field. You're not really thinking about that stuff. You're kind of just trying to play the game and worried about what you're doing out there.
Sophomore quarterback Spencer Petras makes his first start, and he says the lack of fans will help the offense be able to communicate on the road.
You know, especially in our conference where, you know, every road game for the most part is a challenge with communication. You know, it's going to be great. You know, we've got some road games this year that I think we're going to be, you know, it's going to be better for us that there's no fans. The communication will be easier. I'll be able to work the cadence more, that kind of thing.
And Petras takes over an offense that returns most of its skill players. We'll have Saturday's game for you here on the radio. 2:30 is kickoff from Ross-Ade Stadium, and we'll have the broadcast getting underway at about 12:30 on Saturday afternoon. The most anticipated matchup of Week 6 in the NFL schedule was a blowout before halftime as the Tampa Bay Buccaneers spotted the Green Bay Packers a 10-0 lead and then rolled to a 38-10 victory. If the Steelers were trying to make a statement Sunday, it was loud and clear as they crushed the Browns by a 38-7 margin. They're 5-0 now on the season. Elsewhere in the NFL schedule, Baltimore beat Philadelphia 30-28, Tennessee down Houston in overtime 42-36, San Francisco beat the LA Rams 24-16, Chicago over Carolina 23-16, Indianapolis downing Cincinnati 31-27. Denver got by New England 18-12. Miami shut out the New York Jets 24-0. Atlanta outscored Minnesota 40-23. Detroit over Jacksonville 34-16. And the New York Giants a winner 20-19 over Washington. Buffalo Bills coach Sean McDermott pays credit to experience and advice that he gained working under Kansas City coach Andy Reid while both of them were in Philadelphia. And that includes getting fired by Reid in 2010, which McDermott says was the best thing to happen to his career. That firing brought them closer, and they can even joke about it now. McDermott gets to face his mentor on the opposing sideline this afternoon when the Bills host the Chiefs in an AFC matchup of two 4-1 teams. We'll have that Monday afternoon game for you here on the radio. That's a 3 o'clock pregame start time, and a little after 4 o'clock they'll kick that one off from Orchard Park, and we'll have that action for you this afternoon. Well, the LA Dodgers are the National League champs for the 25th time after they won the last three games of their National League Championship Series against Atlanta. The Dodgers erased deficits of 2-0 and 3-2 before they completed a 4-3 win over the Braves in Game 7 last night. Cody Bellinger gave LA the lead with a solo homer off of Chris Martin in the seventh, just an inning after Kike Hernandez tied it with a solo shot. The Dodgers will take on the Rays in the World Series. That starts tomorrow. And in racing, Joey Logano earned a spot in NASCAR's championship race at Phoenix, winning at the Kansas Speedway. Logano used every bit of the track to hold off Kevin Harvick over a long finishing green flag run. The 2018 series champ had hung around the front of the pack all afternoon, but he had only led one other time before taking the lead from Harvick with 44 laps to go. That was the first win for Logano since before the COVID-19 pandemic. Alex Bowman finished third, Brad Keselowski was fourth, and Kyle Busch rounds out the top five. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.